About 120 members of the Office and Professional Employees International Union say they've rejected a final contract offer from Miller Brewing. The union says Miller wants to freeze pensions and cut health care benefits. Union business manager Judy Burnick also contends Miller may be engaging in gender discrimination.
Because all of the other unions that are predominantly male were not even asked to accept a freeze in the pension. And whether you're male or female, when you retire, you rely on those pension dollars.
Burnick says the union is considering filing discrimination charges. She says the labor organization will try to call attention to its contract dispute by handing out flyers at this weekend's Chicago Bears football game. Burnick notes that Miller is spending millions of dollars on an advertising campaign that has the theme of man laws for beer drinking.
And what we intend to do is create a little woman law, because we think it's unfair. The company is promoting their product to a primarily male audience while discriminating against the women that they employ.
Miller's communications manager declined to answer questions about the union's charges, but Julie Cabasa says she hopes the office workers reconsider their decision.
You know, we value all of our employees and have a long tradition of treating our people well, including offering some of the best pay and benefits packages in this area.
No talks are scheduled in the Miller contract dispute. The office staff is working, though it recently authorized a walkout. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.